And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be with you here on this Sunday morning. My name's Jo Stanley and as always we're joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Morning, Jo. Terrific to see you.
And welcome back, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Lovely to see you also.
Thank you. Good morning, all. I hope you're all well today.
Yes.
Good morning, good morning.
Well, Gerald and Zoe, I'm sure that you would agree sometimes life gets pretty stressful.
In a word, yes.
I'm just laughing at that one.
I know. Blanket statement that we know to be true. We can
Isn't that called life?
Yeah, well, I know. You can't separate it, can you? But it means that we have trouble relaxing, we have trouble sleeping, we generally feel like we're just not on top of the challenges that our busy lives present to us. So today you could say our show is all about finding ways to manage stress and anxiety, among other ongoing health issues that we may face. Because firstly, we're going to learn about low-dose cannabidiol, also known as CBD, which is now available for sale over-the-counter in pharmacies across Australia. This is a new decision that has been handed down this week, announced this week. It has been available overseas for some time, but it's new here. So what do we know about CBD?
We know a lot, Joe, because it's been, in fact, I've spent time in a cannabis nursery in Switzerland with all the little baby cannabis plants. It was just lovely. Little Brahms lullaby going on in the background. But they've been taking medicinal cannabis very seriously for a long time, mainly for intractable pain, for pain of cancer sufferers. So we are slowly catching up, and this, I think, will be one of the most significant developments since opioids became available. We know the problem with opioids. We haven't had an option to those. And with common sense and guidance and TGA restrictions and sensible prescribing and encouraging pharmacists and GPs to understand more about medicinal cannabis, a lot of people will benefit.
Yeah, and I think it's also about removing that stigma. I was lucky enough to be part of the team that helped bring in edible hemp seeds. So again, it was all about trying to talk to the audience, have a really basic conversation and explain to them it is not like smoking pot, okay? It's very different. It doesn't have the same cumulative effect. And it nutritionally is unbelievably the hemp itself, but the CBD oil has so many great compounding factors to it. And I think we just need to kind of educate people on the benefits, because I know, George, you're a big fan of it. And I think what we need is more holistic nutritional supplements in our armour that actually are very good for the environment, because that's the other thing also, is that to actually produce this particular product, it uses less water, it has its own natural herbicide, it can be, you know, quite diverse in the environment that it's, you know, grown in. So it's a win-win-win in my eyes.
Well, clinical research has shown that CBD can help reduce anxiety, insomnia, post-traumatic stress disorder and pain. And these are questions we get asked about every week, Dane, and you would get them every day, Gerald. So
every day.
These are very, very common things that people face daily.
Yes.
And CBD can help with. And the good news is that adult patients no longer require a referral or special approval to access up to 150 milligrams a day. So Dr. Ben Jansen is the clinical director and founder of Cannabis Doctors Australia and is one of the country's leading prescribers. And he will be joining us to tell us exactly what CBD is and how it could benefit you. We'll also speak with Victor Tabala, a qualified naturopath, who will introduce us to St. John's wort, a plant that also could reduce stress. We just want you to be stress-free today. That's what we're all about.
And we're living longer as well. So the stress is playing more a role as people age, because in our generation, I'm slight, a couple of years older than both of you, but we've, you know, there's enormous changes in society and all these things, which puts enormous pressure on many people.
Yes. In our A to Z of vitamins, we're going to be taking a look at ethical nutrients, Mega Magnesium. And as always, give us a call on 131 873 with any questions at all to help with your health, or perhaps you've had an experience with or a question about medicinal cannabis. We'd love to hear from you. 131 873. Next, we're going to find out more about CBD. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The more we learn about our bodies, the more we turn to nature to nurture them. St John's Wort has been used to help support emotional well-being. It can be taken to relieve symptoms of mild anxiety, support a healthy mood balance, and it has been used traditionally in Western herbal medicine to decrease mild nerve pain. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Thompson's St John's Wort 4000 is just $28.49. Always read the label, follow directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Valentine's Day, get Hugo Boss for men, 125ml for $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
To the House of Wellness, to give us a call, 131873, if you have any questions for your health or if you have any experience to share or a question about medicinal cannabis. On Monday of this week, low-dose cannabidiol was approved for over-the-counter sale in pharmacies across Australia. CBD is a naturally occurring substance extracted from the cannabis plant and is used to treat a number of health issues, including pain, insomnia and anxiety. The medical uses of cannabinoids can be compared to the way that the opium poppy plant was researched and trialled to develop life-changing pharmaceutical products such as morphine. And to tell us about CBD, we're joined by Dr. Ben Jansen, Clinical Director and Founder of Cannabis Doctors Australia, whose clinics have been responsible for prescribing to almost 30% of all Australian medicinal cannabis patients. So we're very pleased to have your expertise. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well. Firstly, can you explain to us what is CBD?
CBD is one of the cannabinoids that we use from the cannabis plant for medicinal reasons. CBD is the cannabinoid that doesn't make anyone feel sleepy, stoned or high. We use it primarily for chronic pain, especially inflammatory pain, but also anxiety, insomnia, epilepsy, a number of other conditions as well. The other cannabinoid that we have is THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, and that is the one, if you have enough of that, that can make someone feel sleepy, stoned or high. But when we were prescribing that particular one, that's in low dose to try to avoid that sort of effect.
It's interesting, Ben, because I was able to work with the people who actually helped bring edible hemp into it. And there's such a stigma. People really don't understand the difference. Can you explain to us so cannabis, marijuana, CBD, where does it all fit in? Like, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, well, cannabis is a broad term. It's like talking about tomatoes. There's many different types of tomato. You're talking about cannabis, there are many different types of cannabis. From hemp, which is a low dose or low amounts of THC and CBD, but high in fiber, and then also the benefits of the hemp seed, through to the cannabis plants that we use to extract to get the CBD and THC, and then you've got within that different species such as the indica, sativa, which have different effects. We're trying to prescribe those as well. So it's a pretty broad sort of term when you say cannabis in general.
Ben, are you pleased being in charge of a clinic actually that's prescribing high dose of these things, specifically under the regulations? But are you pleased that the rules have changed, that now pharmacists can get involved with guidance and education into prescribing these things? Do you see that as a positive?
Absolutely. It's 80 years of stigma, and 2016 was when the rules first changed and became able to be prescribed again. So it's a progress along the path of educating the population around CBD, THC, and the potential positives that you can get from medicinal cannabis.
Sure.
And what kind of health problems are best suited for CBD?
Well, our average patient is actually a 52-year-old white woman with chronic pain. So we see a lot of people with different types of pain. You can think about, you've got osteoarthritis, knee pain, spinal pain, nerve-type pain, migraine, endometriosis. It's quite a broad cohort of different conditions that you have there with when you talk about chronic pain. But the second most common condition that we treat is actually anxiety, because not all standard medications do the full job. So if we can get some people to try CBD or THC for their condition that works without any major side effects, then great. Yeah, we can get them off there. their other medications and give them a positive result.
Sure.
It's quite interesting, Ben, because a lot of my friends in America have been using CBD since it was available and they've had some amazing effects. Now, as a nutritionist, I'm really excited because obviously it's all about how we digest and we get the most effective way to absorb these types of products. So is adding it to food, because I read somewhere adding it to food is quite an effective way to absorb and get the most out of the CBD. How do we take this product?
Yeah, absolutely. The CBD usually is prescribed orally, and having a high-fat meal at the same time will help absorption of your cannabinoids because they're lipid-soluble.
Good fats.
Might need
fats.
To narrow that down a little bit.
Ben?
Yeah, so the most common form is actually an oil, and then you can take different drops to get your dose there. But we also have topical CBD. We also have inhaled cannabinoids as well, which for some people that need that immediate effect of that THC. But for the most part, people use oils.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing we probably need to explain, Ben, as well, that even though the regulations changed last Monday, February 1, at this stage, there are no registered products available. Now, they will come, but so companies now are lining up with their products. The TGA, who are always in the news, particularly about COVID-19 vaccine at the moment. So the role of the TGA is to make sure that every one of these products is evaluated for safety, for efficacy and quality. Mm. So it's not going to happen tomorrow. It will take a little time. And then certainly from a pharmacist's perspective, you prescribe medicinal cannabis, which you can take the prescription to your local chemist's warehouse. They'll organise that. But eventually we will be able to dispense with appropriate guidelines these products when they become available. Do you see that again? How long do you think this time frame will take?
If all the ducks were in a row and you could do it as quick as you possibly could, maybe 6 months, but for the most part, I think people are estimating it's going to take about a year and a half to get those first products through. Mm-hmm. Because you really have to do all that data and put it all together for the TGA to review.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Ben, I was very moved by your story that you began researching cannabis after witnessing your own mother experience such pain and suffering, which you later found out was preventable. And it really speaks to the stigma that surrounds cannabis. Do you see this step as being really critical in changing that stigma in our society?
It's that next thing that we need to do, you know, to make it more accessible, similar to overseas. You just talked about talking to your friends over in California. If you talk to anyone in California about THC and CBD or cannabinoids, they're going to know the difference. Mm-hmm. Whereas over here, it's been a slightly behind the ball with regard to getting that information out. But getting the education there for people and of potential benefits, potential side effects from taking this medication, it's really important.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Ben, for that really illuminating conversation. We have many questions and calls on the line with regard to cannabis, so we'll get to those next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Support muscle health with new ethical nutrients Mega Magnesium Muscle Plus from Chemist Warehouse. The unique triple action formula combines magnesium, HMB and vitamin D to enhance healthy muscle mass and support muscle strength. Plus, it's absorbed fast to help to relieve muscle cramps and spasms. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, consult your health professional. At Chemist Warehouse, ethical nutrients Mega Magnesium Muscle Plus is just $32.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Valentine's Day, get Hugo Boss for men, 125ml for $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We've just been speaking with Dr. Ben Jansen with regards to the new announcement that CBD will be available in Australia. We're thinking maybe in about 12 months.
Well, that was his estimation. And this is, and some people will say, oh, that's not fair, but we're talking here about making sure the products that are officially available are, in fact, safe and effective.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think really to remove that stigma, we need to dot, you know, all I's, cross all T's.
Yes.
Because what we want is great information and information that people then can feel very comfortable with, because this is groundbreaking. It's something really unique. It's something that actually is so able to be given to so many different people, and hopefully children as well moving down the line, because there are a lot of kids out there suffering with cancer, have the chronic pain, that again, this can be moderated. And what I find really great is that originally it was only 60 milligrams. It was ineffective. It actually didn't do enough to actually what the TGA were originally saying. So it's great that they've increased it to over the counter to 150 milligrams, because we will see change.
So we are talking about cannabidiol or medicinal cannabis, mm-hmm. and we're taking your calls. Leslie in Penrith, good morning.
Morning, Leslie.
Good morning. My question is that I have multiple sclerosis, mm-hmm. and a lot of my nerve pain in my legs and back, sitting in an office chair all day, is quite disabling. And I'm wondering whether this CBD would be beneficial to myself, to be able to enable me to still work,
yes.
full time, mm-hmm. and live a relatively
quality of life
rather yep. than being disabled, being enabled.
Yeah, Leslie, one of the biggest challenges in neuropathic pain is finding effective relief that's not going to impinge on your ability to concentrate. And this is where products like medicinal cannabis will play a very, very important role. As to its effectiveness, I'm sure it's going to be okay, but we need the evidence, and that will be something the TGA will be evaluating. So yeah. watch this space, keep an eye on what's happening, and I'm sure it will eventuate.
And it's important to people to understand is that the cannabis tree, like it's a totally different hybridized tree. So all that THC has been removed. It doesn't even play a part in this particular breed of tree as well. So we're talking chalk and cheese when it comes to the type of trees that are actually growing the CBD oil.
All the best with that, Leslie, and thank you for your call. Adrian, good morning.
Morning, Adrian.
Hey, good morning. Morning. We're from Melbourne. My mother-in-law is 81. She's been in a wheelchair and crutches for about 30-odd years from a car accident. Now, yes. she suffers from a fair bit of pain, and about 12 months ago, or 6 months ago, we got her prescribed some cannabis oil or whatever it is.
Yes.
But when we get it sent down, we have to get it sent down from the state,
yeah.
from Queensland. So would this be the same sort of stuff, essentially?
Look, in a way, Adrian, because the stuff you're getting actually hasn't been proven to be what it really is. This is the point of having a registered medicine. So, look, if it's helping your mother-in-law, wonderful. Life's all about keeping a mother-in-law happy. So if that's making a difference to her quality of life, fantastic. And she should be just discussing with her doctor eventually, and hopefully she'll get a sympathetic hearing from the doctor, which is another challenge. But hopefully over time she will get a specific solution to her pain based on the evidence.
And look, what we do understand, again, we want more research in this particular area, but what we do understand is that the human body actually has its own endocannabinoid system. So what happens is the cannabinoids react with that system and actually block the receptors. So we just don't know enough, but from what we can see, it's very effective and doesn't have any others, any detrimental effects. But again, watch this space. I think it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have new options available.
Yeah, new options
for quality of life.
Yes,
that's what it's all about, yeah, isn't it? You know, and something that actually has more of a natural kind of impact and more of an environmental positive impact as well. That's a win in my eyes.
Sandy in Heidelberg, good morning.
Morning, Sandy.
Good morning, all. I was going to ask the doctor, but obviously he's no longer with you. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic that CBD is becoming more accessible and certainly over the counter, but what are the implications with driving? Because here in Victoria, you are unable to drive with CBD in your system because the drug testing picks up any trace of THC, and there is still THC in CBD.
That will probably be, when these new products come on the market, Sandy, that probably will be won't be the case. So the New South Wales government, in their view, says that CBD is fine. But, you know, states are quite autonomous. They make their own rules when it suits them. in Victoria, who knows what might happen. But we've been fairly progressive in Victoria in promoting this. But as I said, at this stage, it's okay. The difficulty is, and perhaps it's a timely warning, be very careful you're going to be importing these products in from the internet overseas. Who knows what's in them? And this is the, again, we've got the TGA, and you'd think I was employed by them, but these are the regulatory body that we are the envy of the world. So the medicine will have a TGA registration number, which verifies its safety, its efficacy, its purity, all of those things that we need reassurance about.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it, Gerald, is that, you know, we're hearing of so many different people who are buying products at this over the internet. We don't know the efficacy. We don't know if there is THC in these particular products, but ideally why we get all of this research and we pay all this money and we do all these things and the government supports it is so we are getting actually very ethical information and the consumer can then understand that information and peace of mind because there's no point taking a medication if you're feeling anxious about what you're taking. It's totally
it's quite counterproductive.
Counter-effective. Exactly. Particularly when we're talking about stress and anxiety.
Yes, right. Yeah. Well, watch this space, I suppose, and it is an exciting development. We'll in 12 months' time, we'll see how it unfolds.
And pharmacists will be all over this. So it's just a matter of checking in. And certainly the Financial Review last week had an interesting article about the development of these things and how we just can't wait to be able to give the variety of advice to help that quality of life we know is so important.
And I'm sure we'll see a CBD chocolate bar no time soon. They'll add it all in the edibles as well.
If it comes with chocolate, then I'm happy. Now, next on House of Wellness, we continue to find relief for you if you are feeling stressed, this time with a different, very readily available herb. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Valentine's Day, get Hugo Boss for men, 125ml for $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We have been talking a lot about stress management this morning, which obviously we experience it, all of us, from time to time, whether it's triggered by everyday responsibilities or from traumatic events. And the body's automatic stress processor is known as fight or flight, which allows us to respond to demands or threats. But too much stress can affect nearly every system in the body, including our immune, digestive, and reproductive health. Chronic stress leads to anxiety, nausea, loss of sleep, aches and moodiness. It goes on. And it's alarming how many adults in Australia are managing high levels of psychological distress or even an anxiety disorder. So many millions of us. So St. John's wort may counteract these symptoms. And here to talk about it is Victor Tabala, a naturopath. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Zoe. And good morning, Gerald. Nice to meet you.
Victor, we are all stressed in one way or another, but it shouldn't be dismissed as just a life condition, you know. So what are some of the physical and mental symptoms of stress that we may experience?
Yeah, one of the most common physical symptoms, and this is what I've suffered in the past when it comes to physical stress, is the start of sweaty palms, you know, that uneasy feeling, that nervousness, the sweaty palms. It can then go towards your digestive system where you start to get that feeling of butterflies in the stomach, so that high level of acid that can usually churn up in your belly and make you feel uneasy, right through to other symptoms such as tension, headache, and oftentimes also migraines as well. So there's some of the examples of physical symptoms. Mentally, there's that feeling of restlessness and tension, especially at night, where you may find yourself dwelling on stressful events during the day that may keep you awake, of course, affecting your sleep.
Oh, I definitely know that one. Victor, I was diagnosed with Ross River virus a couple of years ago. And what was interesting, I was given, I was recommended antidepressants, of which I took for a short period of time, which were very effective. But it wasn't until I started taking things like St. John's wort and curcumin that I actually were able. Can you just explain a little bit about how this actually works? Because what we know is that stress is one thing, but ongoing stress can also cause depression long term.
It certainly does. And that's the thing. Like, it's funny you mentioned St. John's wort in terms of the Ross River fever, because there are some aspects of St. John's wort, and in particular, there's a phytochemical known as hypericin. That's what gives St. John's wort its medicinal activity. And so its main action is a nervine. And so what a nervine is, it basically helps to support and nourish and restore a nervous the nervous system. So that's, of course, something which we all need when it comes to stress. But one of the other aspects of the hypericin is that there are some studies to show that it can actually help as an antiviral as well. So these are just preliminary studies that are coming through, but there are some practitioners who are now prescribing St. John's wort for that combination of stress, but also for those who may have been affected with a particular type of viral strain, most notably those with lost with fever.
Oh, very interesting. Thank you.
Victor, in your experience, do you feel that St. John's wort's given the bad boy rap, you know, the unfair rap? Because we read about drug-nutrient interactions, and St. John's wort always is peddled out as the old chestnut. This stuff's bad. This is dangerous. How can we reassure people that with proper advice and matching up symptoms to this amazing herb, bearing in mind all the European Union studies support its use in anxiety states, how can we offset that in Australia?
I think that's the... absolutely, Gerald. And, you know, you being a pharmacist and me being a naturopath, we both see both sides of the story here when it comes to St. John's wort, and it's unfair. I call it an unfair... name that it's been, or reputation that it's received over the years. And look, the thing is, there are so many, as you noted, so many studies to show its effectiveness. And look, in reality, what we need to do is that if someone is on a medication and they want to take St. John's wort, please go and see a healthcare professional. In addition, you can also call various hotline numbers when it comes to supplements. So in terms of Thompson's, there is a hotline number, 1-300-654-336. And the naturopaths on board can actually give you the most up-to-date information of what particular medications may potentially be effective when it comes to St. John's wort. But the reality is that it's a wonderful herb. It's an amazing herb, and it is unfortunately being touted. It's being given this unfair rap because of these potential herb and drug interactions. So the most important thing is seek your healthcare professional, seek hotlines such as Thompson's with their 1-300-654-336, and get the right up-to-date information.
The great news is, though, that it's readily available.
Yes, but get some advice. It, as we say every Sunday, ask someone who is prepared to be on your side and give you the best answers with your health and wellness front of mind.
Thank you so much, Victor. Absolutely. You have a great Sunday.
Thanks, Victor.
Thank you. You too. Cheers.
Well, we do welcome your calls, 131-873. With any questions for your health, Jane, good morning.
Oh, good morning. I've had sciatica for a couple of months, and there's just nothing, a pain, it's like toothache down my leg, right into my foot.
Ow.
Jane, and no analgesic has effect, so is there anything else that can help?
This is neuropathic or nerve pain, Jane, caused by pressure on a nerve coming out of your spinal column. And yes, it is tough. Now, the opioid type things that you often get on prescription sometimes can dull it, but here's a combination worth considering. The first is lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C, that comes as a 400 milligram capsule that you take twice a day. And the other is high potency turmeric. Those two things work together well to help just settle those overactive nerves. And again, as we've discussed all morning, CBD may make a difference to that. Time will tell.
Yeah, it's a long term.
Thank you.
It's a long-term issue, isn't it, with people who are living with chronic pain? I know my mum's in the same position. I mean, I give her all the lipoic acid and turmeric, but I also notice just at night time to help her sleep, big doses of magnesium. They work on the central nervous system as well, because as we know, when we're sleeping, we're regenerating. So it's really important that we are getting that quality sleep.
Yes. We have been speaking about CBD oil this morning. It is going to be readily available in Australia over-the-counter in about 12 months, we think. Mary in Mornington Peninsula, you have a perspective on medicinal cannabis. I'm having trouble saying that today.
How are you finding it, Mary?
Yeah, wonderful. I'm on 25-2-8-C, 25-CBD, and I've been on it since June, kind of back pain due to a working accident.
Okay, and Mary,
it's wonderful.
You're getting that from a doctor, aren't you?
Yes, I'm working with the board in New South Wales.
Okay, that's terrific, because you mentioned their THC, which is the part of the cannabis plant which can cause some of the adverse effects that mm-hmm. we see. But if you're getting it on a doctor's prescription, it's giving you quality of life, good for you, Mary.
So it is available through a doctor at this stage yes. in Australia.
Under yes. strictly controlled. Yes. And the doctors are being educated about this. Some are resisting the encouragement to actually look outside the square, and that's okay. It's a free world here. But there are a number now that are beginning to just get upskilled into appropriately prescribing it.
Yeah. Mm. It helps also if you can come with some base knowledge yourself. So do a bit of research because, again, we do have lots of doctors out there that don't understand. And it's a new area we're going into. So do a little bit of research yourself and come with questions. And I always find if you're someone who likes to take something like CBD, you've seen that it work for someone else, find a doctor who will support that with you because it is very effective.
Well, we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The more we learn about our bodies, the more we turn to nature to nurture them. St. John's wort has been used to help support emotional well-being. It can be taken to relieve symptoms of mild anxiety, support a healthy mood balance, and it has been used traditionally in Western herbal medicine to decrease mild nerve pain. Right now at Chemist Warehouse Thompson's, St. John's wort 4000 is just $28.49. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Valentine's Day, get Hugo Boss for men, 125ml for $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We have been inundated with calls and we thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Houseofwellness.com.au. If you have a question and you haven't been able to get through, of course, you can go to that Ask tab and Gerald is there to answer your questions. Houseofwellness.com.au. But Gerald and Zoe, so many questions with regard to CBD oil and the difference between CBD and THC. Can we give a summary of that?
Let's look at some points here. Now, CBD is the CBD and THC are both there in the natural state in the cannabis plant. The CBD is the one that's we've got all the research on that we're looking at a more availability. The THC can be a little mind altering. It's got more of the euphoric principles, and that'll be the one that's detected in a drug and alcohol driving test. So, the reassuring part is we wait, we watch, we settle. But if you're using a product, it's probably best not to drive if it's not prescribed from your doctor. But we've just got to be so careful we don't rip in and start using unregistered products, expecting that things are going to work because they may not and you don't know what's in them.
Definitely. And it's just like, they're two completely different plants, and I think that's what we need to really stress to people. One has the psychoactive effect, which has the THC. It's the one that, we associate with smoking and what have you and getting high. The other one is purely for medicinal purposes as well. So this has been hybridized. The trees have been changed over the course of time and they are completely separate. But I think, Gerald, you are so right. Please, guys, don't just start taking these things. Don't go on the internet and start playing around with them yourself because we don't know enough. And research is when we're going to have great result. Great result is going to mean that it's something that will stay in our society and help our society moving forward.
Okay, so and there's lots and lots of information out there. And ask your doctor, look at online, there's lots that you can research.
Ask your pharmacist.
Absolutely. Ask your pharmacist, of course. It's time for A to Z of vitamins, and here we are today with Mega Magnesium.
We're talking magnesium, Joe. We talk muscles, cramps, spasms, things that annoy you, particularly with overexercising if you're not sleeping at night. So relaxation and magnesium are just two words that go hand in hand. From a muscle perspective, you can get products that might maybe have some taurine, an amino acid which helps muscle function. It is something. Most of us are magnesium deficient. Most of us can benefit from having magnesium. Yep. It's safe. Get some advice. If you're talking tension, offset it with magnesium.
It's such a lovely product. I mean, what people don't realise, when you drink alcohol, you deplete your body of magnesium. When you drink caffeine, you deplete your body of magnesium. So, I mean, we say it's in 200 to 300 functions throughout the body. It's really easy to take. If you are taking a powder, sometimes my clients will say that their gut gets a bit upset. I find that taking a little bit of slippery elm before you take the magnesium is really effective on how we actually digest the magnesium as well.
Mm. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Ethical Nutrients, Australian Pharmacy's number one magnesium brand. We do thank you for your calls, and we have time for one more. Good morning, Marjorie in Mount Waverley.
Good morning. I'm just ringing up about my nails. They're in a bad way. And I know Gerald was, he prescribed something for a lady a few months ago, and she rang up again to say how wonderful it was. And I was wondering what it was. I never got the name of it.
Marjorie, two things. The nutrients needed, the first is iron. Get some advice on the non-constipating form of iron, that's short-term. And the other is silica, which you take long-term, and it does take time, but those two things will make a difference.
Good luck with that, Marjorie, and we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Valentine's Day, get Hugo Boss for men, 125ml for $49.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, it has been great to spend the last hour with you, Zoe Gerald. It's been a delight. What a gorgeous show we've had. I know that you've got a little bit more information there for us, Gerald.
The latest info, Joe and Zoe, says it will be 10 to 12 months before these registered products become available. So we just need to calm our jets. We will get there. And I'm sorry we don't have something available today, but keep asking. And as soon as they become available, we'll tell you.
That's the CBD. I do need to mention that House of Honest TV is back today at midday, and you can also catch us on Fridays at 2 p.m.
Ooh, very good.
Oh, it is very super good. Exciting. Really great story today about heart health, because Red Feb is Heart Health Month, and encouraging. If you've got any kind of symptoms, make sure you call an ambulance. Good. Thank you so much, everybody. Check out houseofwellness.com.au, and thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you all next week.